Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. If you're ready to start, I am.
Go for it.
Sweet. Could you please tell me a little bit about the reasons why you decided to come to Australia and how you ended up here?
There were quite a few reasons. I guess the main one is it's a very developed country on the other side of the world, which naturally attracts people, as it's always interesting to see something exotic and then at the same time being in a comfortable space, which Australia at least seemed to be. And for other reasons, it's well promoted that local education has high standard levels, and it was quite an organic decision to come here to study.
Okay, about the promotion, where did you see the promotion? You're from Ufa, right?
Yes, Ufa, Russia.
Yeah. Where did you see the promotion? How did that happen to you? It's not really common when people in Russia see a lot of information about education in Australia.
During my bachelor's, when I was doing Bachelor's of Civil Engineering back at home, I was always looking for the options to go study abroad, and it's just basic googling, I think. Just basic googling, the top countries to go studying, to do masters. It would be always UK, US, mm-hmm. Canada, and then at some point Australia started appearing, and as already said, this country was always on my list, on interest list, and that's why it attracted probably a bit more attention to me.
Mm-hmm. What was the program that you came here with? Was it some sort of grant?
Yeah, that was a scholarship back in 2018 when Russia at least tried to make friends with the West. We used to have a global talent scholarship program called Global Education, which gave an opportunity for students to go study abroad, and they fully covered all the tuition fees.
So it was 2018 when you came to Australia?
Correct, 2018.
Okay, what was the university that you studied in, and what was the program?
I studied in University of Technology, Sydney. And the program was Masters of Civil Engineering, 2 years program.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much it cost you?
It was 40,000 per year, so 80,000 Australian dollars overall.
Mm-hmm. Did you know what to expect from the program? What were your expectations based on?
To be honest, I didn't have many expectations, but I was a little bit, I would say, stressed, because I took a bit of break from studying between my bachelor's and master's, and I had a few friends studying in UK and somewhere else in Europe. I don't remember where, mm-hmm. but that's not the point. And they've been complaining quite a lot that their education is quite tough and stressful, I was not quite prepared for that, so it was a bit of hesitation coming here. That was probably the biggest expectation that I was having, that it's going to be tough.
Okay, was it tough in the end?
It was, but not in the way I expected.
In what way? Could you share?
As I did not have much experience living abroad, mm-hmm. or living by myself, I was, and it's like everyone tells you that you're not being awaited in mm-hmm. other countries, and no one is waiting you with spreaded out hands,
Not ready to hug you.
Yeah, not ready to hug you, yeah. And it's quite difficult to accept and quite difficult to realize until you get into the... until life gets to you. So I guess like the living aspect was quite tough, but the education itself, I would say the... I want to quote my master's project supervisor. Like she's not longer teaching there, so I guess it's quite safe to quote her. She said that the education in UTS is pretty much like McDonald's. It's McDonald's in the field of education.
What does it mean?
That everything is fast-paced and it's focused on making as much money as possible on the students rather than actually providing quality product.
Did you feel the same?
Absolutely, yes.
Mm-hmm. Could you share maybe a couple of situations where you felt that way and what created that sort of post feeling? Because you graduated in
2020. Yes,
yeah.
Early
2020,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say the main thing that there was no quality standard in most of the classes.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much doing at least like minimum was enough to get the distinction. So if you at least do something like the bare minimum, you would get the distinction. And like to get passes and even distinctions most of the time, it was enough just to submit some nonsense, just copy paste whatever, just rearrange some things like to full 2010, and that was enough to pass the subject.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a lot of group projects at uni?
Group.
When you had to work in a group with other students.
That was the thing that I'm not sure if that's the thing in all the Australian unis, but in UTS that was almost like a highlight. Mm. They've been always telling that we focus on the group projects to facilitate the working environment where people would collaborate and help each other and assist, sort of like creating real world situations.
Mm-hmm.
Or like real work situations. So yeah, there was quite a few. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, every single subject had at least one group project.
Mm-hmm. How did they usually go?
Most of the time it was, so say if it was a group of five, at best it would be two students doing something,
mm-hmm.
or not doing something, doing all the work, and the rest would be just there.
But everyone got the same mark because
yes.
It's a group.
Unless you lodge the complaint,
mm-hmm.
unless you complain to your professor, to your teacher, that like those guys did nothing, and yeah, they might have had their mark reduced, or but I never did it, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened in those cases. But yeah, some of my friends did lodge complaints. That once happened to me as well, but that was before the due date. I just refused to work with the guys because like they just didn't want to do anything. And we just cut the group. So instead of a group of five, it was just two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we still, like, it was easier to work with the other guy than with a group of five. Because at least like we collaborated, and with the other guys we pretty much were just wasting efforts onto making them like do anything.
Why didn't you want to work with them? What was the main feeling maybe, or what was the main reason?
Well, we tried organizing a few meetings. I tried to like divide like subtasks within the project. And they would just do nothing.
Do you know if they were doing the same program as you? Were they on the same scholarship, or was there anything in common?
Not really. We've been just doing the same subjects.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't know anything about them except for the fact that you were taking the same unit.
Well, I knew their names, and mm-hmm. we've met in the class a few times, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Thank you. In terms of other social activities and social life at uni, did you get to be a part of any sort of society at uni? Did you talk to people a lot? Did you get to communicate and build network around your studies?
I personally did not, though I know a few people who did, and that's something I think I neglected in my studies. Mm-hmm. That I started finding out social things only in my last semester, but by then it was a bit too late. Mm-hmm. To really engage into the uni life.
What made you think about joining a social club, or what was it in the end of your studies that prompted you to be more social?
I think it's because I was an engineering student, and as an engineering student, you're always socially inept, and you don't try to connect with other people aside from your class. And honestly, that's part of the reason that I didn't really put myself into. By the last semester, I was I should actually see what's happening in the uni and what kind of activities they offer and what kind of societies they offer.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the students that joined your program or were joining some of the units that you were studying as well, did you feel like all of the students were in the same level of education, with the same level of expectations, and on the same level of being ready to put in some work, if you know?
Definitely not. And that's probably something that was the most surprising to me. Because when I was, as I said before coming here, was a bit stressed about the coming difficulties of studying, while at the same time I was a little bit excited to meet the people that would be very engaged and passionate about the things they study, because I was thinking, in my case, it's the government that was giving me money for studying, and for the other people, in most of the cases, it's their family's money or their own. So I was anticipating that the people in my classes would be a few heads ahead of me in terms of the passion and engagement, and that was quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So in most of the classes, I guess that's, how to put it, I would say that most of the students that were in the same class with me, in the same program, they would be always almost they would be shocked when the final exam would be different from the previous years. They would be shocked that they would have to study literally anything, because they would be saying that, oh, this teacher is so tough, because they would ask the simplest thing, not just submit some bullshit, but to actually do something. And they would complain about it, this teacher is tough, they're asking so much, and it's considering that's master's program, that's just unbelievable, to be honest.
So their expectation pretty much was to be enrolled and slide through the program easily?
Yeah, to be enrolled, to submit papers of some of their friends from past years, who probably submitted papers from their friends from past years, and I'm not sure who was the first person who made it. Like, probably like at the beginning of when the uni was just created, like someone first wrote these papers, and the same papers have been submitted for the next decades.
Mm-hmm.
And those people will be, as I said, really shocked that sometimes it didn't work.
And now, in terms of the amount of money that you had, well, you didn't have to pay for it because you were on the program, on the grant. But anyway, it's 80,000 Australian dollars.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel, knowing that your education cost you, well, again, not you, but it cost $80,000 out of someone's pocket, out of your pocket, if you weren't in the grant? How does that make you feel? That is the price justified? Is that something that international students are supposed to be paying for education that they're getting? I mean, UTS is a highly rated university. It's not some small institution that doesn't get any financing, again, from international students. How does that make you feel?
As you said, it's, since I didn't really pay from my pocket, I feel a bit differently. Because pretty much for me it was just almost like free experience of living in another country. And I would say it's in a way justified, that the facilities, like the university facilities, are indeed great, and just facilities are just like top notch. That you can access uni 24/7, that you can study all the time. So for self-studying, I think it's perfect. But then, in the same way, I don't know, like going to, I think it's Green Square Library,
mm-hmm.
they pretty much offer the same thing, just not 24/7. So it's like a glorified library,
mm-hmm.
with a bit bigger fees.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Do you know any people, or do you have friends who had to study from their own pocket for their education here, both international students or local students?
I have a few friends who did the same program with me,
mm-hmm.
And I know a few people who studied here from their pockets as well.
Mm-hmm. Did they share their thoughts with you?
Yes. They did.
How did they feel, if you remember?
I might be a little bit biased,
mm-hmm.
because it just happens when you're in the same bubble, in the same social bubble, kind of feel you talk about the same things. But it's kind of the same thing. It's like you can kind of feel the same vibe through the each other's stories, mm-hmm. that facilities are great, like everything is very convenient, the timetables, the that you can access like all the materials, like it's very easy and really, really handy. But at the same time, the classes themselves, the way they're structured, the way the group projects are organized, and attitude of most of the students, it's kind of the same story, that like 98% of students are just there,
mm-hmm.
Hoping to just pass the subject somehow, while it's the minority who is actually trying to learn something. And I would say it's okay. Like, it would have been okay. Like, I wouldn't care. And I think for most of the people, like, it's their lives. Like, they do whatever they do.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you get... So, two things. First, it's the teacher's attention. They... It's two things. So the first one, it's the teacher's attention, that they just have, I guess, limited capacity. They can't get all their students involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's just impossible for them. And the other thing is, you're getting into group projects. So, so the teachers get kind of strained as mm-hmm. they just can't get involved with all the students, and they end up teaching no one. And the... even like the students who are actually engaged and want to learn and came there to learn, they can't do that as well because of the group projects, or maybe they still can, but it's becoming just a stressful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of starting, you have to I guess, like, you develop management skill in making other people to work, but I don't think that should be the point of the... I guess it depends on your program. Mm-hmm. But coming there, like in my case, starting as a civil engineer, I definitely wasn't planning on motivating other students to do the job.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of your further path, were you able to... let's make a step back. What do you think about Australian education at the moment, after graduating, after going through all of that? Do you think you're still in the same place where you were before entering an Australian university? What do you think about it now?
I'm definitely with my... as I quoted my master's project supervisor, that Australian education is, like, higher education is basically a McDonald's in the field of education. And I'm 100% with her on this,
mm-hmm.
on this point. and yeah, that was definitely not what I was thinking about it when I was coming here.
Mm-hmm. So you changed your opinion?
Yeah. As I said, like, when I was coming here, I had very little expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the only thing I expected that is going to be tough. And it was tough, but in a way that I had to manage things that I did not really have to manage. Like, I had to deal with... other students that just didn't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was not the vibe I expected.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to use your education after you graduated? Did you get a job in that same field?
I didn't get a job in this same field, but I guess it just happened. Well, I did get a job in the same field when I came back to Russia to fulfill the obligations of my scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea was that they give me money and I come back to Russia to work for a few years.
They give you money for the education in Australia and you go back to...
Mm-hmm. That was the their idea. They
mm-hmm.
give me money to study abroad. I chose Australia, so mm-hmm. they gave... they didn't really care where I go, as long as it's abroad,
mm-hmm.
and as long as I come back to work in a Russian company for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
And In a way, I did work in the same field, but I would do the same thing if I had just my bachelor's. But on returning back to Australia, it definitely helped me to get a job in a related field. It definitely did.
What did your diploma say? What was the program that you were taking?
It was Masters of Civil Engineering.
And what was the job title that you got upon coming back to Australia?
It was Spatial Scientist. So part of my degree was Spatial Science. And I just developed some interest in this area, and it just happened that that position was available in Warren, South Wales, where I ended up to be.
Awesome. I think that's all from me. If you have anything else to add, you can either do it now or just let me know later.